This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump is dismissing the Democrats' impeachment probe as his administration releases a rough transcript of his controversial call with Ukraine's leader. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The summary shows the president repeatedly prodded his Ukrainian counterpart to work with personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani and Attorney General William Barr to investigate political rival Joe Biden. The president was talking about unsubstantiated allegations that Biden tried to interfere with a Ukrainian prosecutor's probe of Son Hunter, saying, quote, "It sounds horrible to me." The president's been insisting for days he did nothing wrong on the call.
It was a perfect call.
The intelligence community's watchdog believed the call could be a campaign finance violation, with the president seeking political help. The Justice Department says it found no violation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP's Jackie Quinn says President Trump believes the impeachment inquiry will help his reelection bid.
President Trump had a response ready even before the Democratic House Speaker announced the inquiry.
Our country's doing the best it's ever done. They're going to lose the election, and they figure this is a thing to do.
And his campaign team quickly released a video of Trump's congressional critics.
We're going to launch an Article 3 impeachment.
In the question of impeachment, it's about time.
With the tagline, "While Democrats' sole focus is fighting Trump, President Trump is fighting for you." In the video, he says,
"It's the only way they're going to beat me. And actually, it's working the other way because now we have our best poll numbers that we've ever had. It's crazy."
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A United Nations special report warns much of humanity is threatened by global warming's devastating impact on oceans and frozen regions of Earth. The report concludes that climate change is accelerating ocean warming, rising sea levels, and causing other related environmental problems. This is VOA News. China is urging President Trump to oppose bullying following the American leader's criticism of its trade status. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
A foreign ministry spokesman called on Trump to meet China halfway in settling trade disputes. Trump had earlier complained that the World Trade Organization improperly gives China preferential treatment. The Chinese spokesman, Geng Shuang, expressed hope that Washington will listen to developing countries' calls for rapid development, opposition to bullying, and suppression and aspirations for peace and stability. I'm Karen Chamas.
Lawmakers at the House of Commons in London resumed work Wednesday after the British Supreme Court ruled that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament was illegal. The leader of the opposition Liberal Democrats Party, Jo Swinson, says she cannot wait to see if Boris Johnson would obey the law on October 19th and not crash out of the EU without a deal.
We have a Prime Minister who has abused our democracy, who has been found guilty of breaking the law, unlawfully proroguing Parliament. And so he's proven time and again that he simply cannot be trusted.
Johnson is expected to face renewed calls for his resignation from some legislators. He says he will not step down. Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg is among four people named Wednesday as the winners of a Right Livelihood Award, also known as the Alternative Nobel. The director of the foundation says Thunberg has immensely helped to highlight the climate change crisis.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg from Sweden is recognized by the jury for inspiring and amplifying political demands for urgent climate action, reflecting scientific fact.
The four winners will each receive a cash award. The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors is now in its second week. AP auto writer Tom Krischer reports talks between GM and the UAW continue today.
They did stay late into the night on Tuesday night. I don't have an exact time, but they had been knocking off, 7 or 8 o'clock. So it's a good sign that they stayed longer. They came back at it this morning. There are reports of progress.
Krischer says progress is being made, but big issues like health care and the use of temporary workers continue to be sticking points.
Those are the things that are the nitty-gritty issues, and they have committees that work on some of the smaller issues. And from what I understand, a lot of that's resolved, or quite a bit of that's resolved, but the big stuff remains, and it's really hard to tell how long it's going to take to get there.
GM is losing millions of dollars and has been forced to close one Canadian factory and send workers home at another. U.S. stocks are up in afternoon trading. For more on the latest news stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.